This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 103 Biography of Richard Hudson, the Representative from North Carolina. General Information. Richard Hudson is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 2013. Hudson's district covers a large part of central North Carolina, including areas like Concord, Salisbury, and parts of Charlotte. Early life and education. Richard Lane Hudson was born on November 4, 1971, in Franklin, Virginia. He grew up in a family with a strong military background. His father served in the U.S. Army, which influenced Hudson's early life and values. Hudson attended Franklin High School, where he was active in various extracurricular activities, including sports and student government. After high school, he pursued higher education at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science and history. His time at UNC Charlotte was marked by his involvement in political organizations, setting the stage for his future political career. Early career. Following his graduation, Richard Hudson began his career in politics by working as a staff member for several Republican politicians. He first served as an aide to Senator Jesse Helms, gaining invaluable experience in legislative processes and policymaking. After his tenure with Senator Helms, Hudson moved to work for Congressman Robin Hayes, where he served as chief of staff. This role allowed him to deepen his understanding of congressional operations and constituent services, which would later prove beneficial in his own political endeavors. His career also included a stint as a lobbyist, where he represented various interests before Congress, further honing his skills in advocacy and policy influence. Election history. Richard Hudson's political career took a significant turn when he decided to run for Congress in 2012. He entered the race for North Carolina's 8th Congressional District, which was redrawn due to redistricting, effectively becoming the 9th District. In the 2012 election, Hudson defeated Democratic incumbent Larry Kissel, capitalizing on the redrawn district's more conservative leanings. His campaign focused on economic issues, job creation, and reducing government spending, themes that resonated with the district's voters. Since his initial victory, Hudson has been re-elected multiple times, with his most recent re-election in 2020, where he continued to secure a strong voter base by addressing local and national issues pertinent to his constituents. Political stances. Richard Hudson is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic policy, where he advocates for tax cuts, deregulation, and free market principles. He has been a proponent of reducing the size of government and has often voted in favor of legislation aimed at cutting federal spending. On healthcare, Hudson supports efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, arguing for market-driven solutions that he believes would provide more choice and lower costs for consumers. In terms of national security, Hudson's military family background has shaped his strong support for defense spending and a robust military presence. He has been vocal about enhancing border security and has supported measures to combat illegal immigration. Regarding social issues, Hudson aligns with traditional conservative values. He has supported legislation that reflects pro-life positions and has been critical of policies promoting what he views as excessive government intervention in personal freedoms. On energy, Hudson advocates for an all-of-the-above energy strategy, promoting both traditional energy sources like oil and gas, as well as renewable energies, though with a clear preference for energy independence through domestic production. His legislative efforts also include significant work on veterans' issues, reflecting his commitment to those who have served in the military, pushing for better healthcare, benefits, and support systems for veterans. Richard Hudson, the representative for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his strong stance on Second Amendment rights. Hudson has been a vocal advocate for gun rights, consistently opposing measures that he believes infringe upon the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens to bear arms. This resonates deeply with many in his district, where hunting and gun ownership are part of the cultural fabric. Another key factor in Hudson's support base is his commitment to military and veterans issues. With Fort Bragg, one of the largest military installations in the world, located in his district, Hudson's efforts to support military families and improve veteran services are highly appreciated. He has introduced and supported legislation aimed at enhancing healthcare, education, and employment opportunities for veterans, which directly impacts a significant portion of his electorate. Economic development is also a cornerstone of Hudson's appeal. He has been instrumental in promoting policies that foster job creation and economic growth in North Carolina. His advocacy for tax cuts, deregulation, and support for small businesses aligns with the economic interests of many in his district, who see these policies as pathways to prosperity. His work on the Energy and Commerce Committee has also allowed him to influence energy policy, which is crucial for the state's economy, particularly in areas dependent on manufacturing and agriculture. Hudson's approach to governance also plays a role in his popularity. He is known for his constituent services, often highlighted by his office's responsiveness to local issues and concerns. His town hall meetings and community engagements provide a platform for direct interaction, making constituents feel heard and represented. This hands-on approach to politics helps in building trust and loyalty among voters who value personal representation. Moreover, Representative Hudson's alignment with conservative values on social issues like abortion, religious freedom, and traditional family structures appeals to a significant segment of his voter base. His legislative record reflects these values, which are deeply ingrained in the cultural ethos of many in his district. By consistently voting in line with these values, he reinforces his commitment to his constituents' principles. Lastly, Hudson's ability to work across the aisle when necessary, while still maintaining a firm conservative stance, has earned him respect even from those who might not agree with all his policies. This pragmatic approach to politics, where he seeks common ground without compromising his core beliefs, showcases a level of political maturity that many voters appreciate. His involvement in bipartisan efforts, especially on issues like veterans affairs and economic development, demonstrates his capability to serve effectively in a divided Congress. In summary, Richard Hudson's support in North Carolina's 9th District can be attributed to his advocacy for gun rights, his dedication to military and veterans issues, his economic policies, his constituent services, his alignment with conservative social values, and his pragmatic legislative approach. These elements combine to create a robust base of support, reflecting the priorities and values of his constituents. Richard Hudson, the representative for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his stance on healthcare. Hudson has consistently voted against measures aimed at expanding healthcare access, such as the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and its subsequent protections. His opposition to these healthcare reforms has been criticized by those who believe that healthcare should be a right, not a privilege, leading to accusations that he prioritizes the interests of insurance companies over those of his constituents. Another contentious issue is his environmental policy. Hudson has a record of supporting legislation that favors deregulation of environmental protections, which has drawn ire from environmentalists and local communities concerned about pollution and climate change. His votes to roll back regulations on emissions and water quality have been seen as detrimental to the health and well-being of North Carolina residents, particularly in areas prone to environmental degradation. His approach to gun control also alienates a significant portion of his electorate. As a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, Hudson has resisted calls for stricter gun control laws, even in the wake of numerous mass shootings. This stance has led to criticism from those advocating for gun safety reforms, who argue that his policies contribute to a culture of gun violence rather than addressing the root causes. Economic policies are another area where Hudson's decisions have not resonated well with many in his district. His support for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, while not significantly addressing income inequality or the needs of the middle and lower classes, has been a point of contention. Many feel that his economic policies do not reflect the economic realities faced by average citizens in his district, leading to a disconnect between his legislative actions and the economic needs of his constituents. Moreover, Hudson's campaign finance practices have come under scrutiny. His acceptance of large donations from special interest groups and corporations has raised questions about whose interests he truly represents. This has led to accusations of being out of touch with the grassroots level issues, focusing instead on maintaining favor with big donors. Lastly, his legislative record shows a pattern of voting along party lines, which critics argue does not serve the nuanced needs of his diverse district. His alignment with the more conservative elements of his party often overshadows the potential for bipartisan solutions that could benefit his constituents more directly. This partisan approach has led to a perception that Hudson prioritizes party loyalty over the welfare of his district. In summary, Richard Hudson's lack of support stems from his positions on healthcare, environmental regulations, gun control, economic policies, campaign finance, and his tendency to vote along strict party lines. These issues collectively contribute to a growing dissatisfaction among voters who feel their representative does not adequately address or represent their interests and concerns. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.